I am supposed to be on a diet, but Never in the Possible is leaving Olive Garden soon. So I'm going to just, I don't know. I feel so bad because I'm like, I've been doing so good, but I just don't want to admit, like, it's $10.99 to, like, get as much. God, why am I like this?
Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely, so I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back.
Call me back.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and anyone else who might need it. We are your hosts, Imani
and Candace.
Hey, guys. We're back.
Hello.
That was good. A little bit.
Yeah, you got a little vibration.
Girl, don't get me to
sing. Did you sing at church today?
I sang at church, and then I sang again at a nursing home this evening. And yes! I sang a solo.
Oh, did they record it?
I hope not. I hope nobody recorded it because I'm not watching it back. I mean, people said I sounded good, so I'm just going to take that for what it is. They could have lied and I would have been okay with that. All right, guys. Are y'all ready to like get down into the show, or should we like?
Are y'all stuck in traffic? Are y'all cussing anybody out?
I love it.
I have road rage. Like that meme of that dog, me.
What
when
dog?
It's like when you turn in front of somebody because when you swerved in front of somebody not paying attention and then the other person ride past you and you gotta look straight forward.
Yes.
That face that dog is making, I was like, First of all, I've been both the dog and I've been the person driving by the dog before. Like, looking in a window and they will not look at you. And I'm like, yeah, I bet you won't look over here.
Right. Exactly. Because you know you was wrong. That's how I be talking to people, too.
Me, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, they can hear me. This lady tried to fight me in a parking lot the other day.
Fireman followed me to a parking lot.
Yes. She followed me. And, like, I went in the store and came out and she was waiting on me.
What did she say?
Okay, so I guess I cut her off. You know how you drive across the parking lot because it's no cars in the parking lot. So I was just driving across the parking lot because, you know, whatever. But I didn't see her. So when I came up on her, she was not pleased by that. And so she was like, I guess trying to scold me or something. And I didn't have time for that. So I just went around her car. And then, so I went to the, my parking spot and I went in the store. And when I came out, I was driving about to get out of the, like, out of my parking spot and drive out of the lane that I was parked in. And she pulled in front of the lane so I couldn't get out the parking spot. And at first I just bust out laughing because I was like, is she serious right now? And she was dead serious. And she's sitting there and she's looking at me like, yeah, now what? But she didn't say anything. She just was looking at me like, what am I going to do about it?
Was this a Caucasian?
I'm not sure if she was white. Like, she could have been white or mixed with something. She could have been some kind of Latina. I'm not sure. She didn't look white. She was probably some kind of spicy white.
Somebody of shit. Okay.
Yes. So she was more beige. So you know, when I said that, explaining this to my little friend, he said, you know, one could argue that you're beige. And I said, you will never in your life disrespect me that way. I ain't never been beige. Well, I probably was beige when I was born. Right. But that's it.
But you're not. You're caramel now.
Thank you.
Or a little bit lighter.
Peanut butter is what I like to say.
I think you're a little lighter.
No, well, you don't try.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So anyway, she pulled into the spot. She let her window down. And I'm not entertaining you today, lady. I have things to do. I went into the beauty supply store because my hair was looking a mess. I'm ready to go home.
Right.
So I didn't roll my window down. I'm just staring at her like, whenever you're ready. And she's looking back at me like I'm not moving. So I leaned on my horn. And I'm just leaning. And she has her window down yelling at me. And I'm just leaning on the horn. And everybody's looking like everybody's looking at us. And I'm like, we can do this all day, sweetheart. I am this petty. Let's do it. I will lean on this. I'll make a beat on this horn right now. And she's just you like going off, but I can't hear her because my
because I got the horn going.
Finally, she starts to pull off a little bit, so I got off the horn, and then she stops, and she's got her window down, still yelling, and I let the window down.
Get back on that horn.
I let the window down, and I'm like, what? And she's like, you need to watch where you're going. You cannot drive across the parking lot, and blah, blah, blah. And so I just sat there and let her yell, and then I was like, are you done? When she stopped talking. And she was like, you need to, she, you know, she, I was like, she stopped again. I was like, do you feel better now that you said that to me? And you know, I was talking just like this. Like, I'm not yelling at you. Do you feel better now that you said that? And she was like, you need to. And she just started going off. Like, she's going crazy. And so I let my window back up and I got back on the horn. Now, this is a whole, this happened, this is like 5 whole minutes of altercation. And you know, in the moment, it seems a lot longer, but it was like 5 minutes. So I'm back on the horn again. Everybody's looking like, what is going on? And she's just going off and going off. And then I just got so frustrated at this point because I'm like, this lady, like at this point, you know how I am. I'm not doing too much going back and forth. Either, right. Either you're going to give in. Or, so I let my window down and I said, do you want to fight? And she said, excuse me? I said, do you want to fight? If you don't want to fight, let your window up. And at this point, I done put my Louisville voice back on by then. If you ain't trying to fight, you need to let your window up. Because if not, I could get out this car. And I, you know, I reached over like I was about to get out the car. And she was like, I never. And she let her window up and she just drove off. Exactly. And then, you know, that's, now I'm doing that the whole way home. Like, that's what I thought. Because I would have got right at that car. Because I didn't think so. I was about to drag you. Oh, and man. I would have felt bad about it. And they was going to call the police and I was going to be on the news. For no reason. Because you want to be a jerk. I was going off in my car the whole way home.
Okay. All right. So, pickup line of the week. And this is kind of corny. But since, you know, it's getting cold outside, I must be a snowflake. Because I've fallen for you.
Oh, no? That is so cute.
That's adorable.
I actually like that.
I know. I got, so I bought a mat that I bought for Christmas to be outside my door, and it said, baby, it's cold outside. So I was keeping it. I was really trying to find something else that actually said, like, you know, something that had to do with Christmas or at least Jesus or something, but that's all I found. Baby's cold outside.
Not at least Jesus.
And that's, it was hilarious. Like $7. So I was like, what? Y'all getting that this year?
Well, that's what's up. Okay. Well, I was trying to, I was sitting here trying to think of a segue. Okay. Wait, I got one. Okay. So since it is getting cold outside, that means it's getting toward cuffing season, which means we need to discuss leagues. Okay, that didn't really segue nicely. But oh, that's my jam! I forgot about that song. Oh my god,
that was college.
Man, oh my gosh, that's when never mind. So if you've ever, you know, if you're ever on the dating scene, if you ever seen a movie about love or dating, you've heard somebody say that someone is out of your league. And a lot of time you think, like, when you see it on TV, it's like the nerdy guy who really wants the really super popular, you know, blonde cheerleader, and they're like, oh gosh, she's so out of your league, or something like that, or whatever. But like, how much truth is there to that concept of people dating and wanting to stay within their league? Like, what does that even mean? So I did some digging, of course. So let's begin with digging the scene. The first question, of course, is what does it even mean to be in someone's league? And the crazy thing about it is that most of the stuff that I was looking at kind of, like, the concept of being in someone's league had a lot to do with the way they look. Like, it wasn't necessarily, well, and they would say things like, well, they're outgoing and I'm shy or something like that.
Because usually the people that say that are saying it from a shallow place. Exactly. Not always, but a lot of times.
Yeah. And so this one, this article from InStyle, .com, basically is just saying, well, the article calls for us to stop using that language and stop saying that someone is out of your league. Basically what it's saying is, hold on, his pop-up's coming up, girl. I don't want to know about that.
I hope it ain't about, like, you know, they be having, like, the toe fungus that be popping up.
Girl, yes, and the pictures be making my skin crawl.
Yes.
But this one had a good take on what a league is.
Okay.
It says, dating based on a league system is simply noting, I have to go back a couple sentences. Modern dating has made it easier than ever to find and list data points that quantify and place value on our romantic prospects. A little LinkedIn sleuthing clears up questions about wealth and education. Facebook and Instagram fill in the looks and social status gaps. And somewhere in the cauldron with all that is a league. Dating based on a league system is simply noting this data, making a judgment call as to how it stacks up against your own, and using the result to inform the way you treat others who might be interested in you. And I thought that was, like, the most perfect definition of what a league actually is. Like, it's you mm-hmm. looking at all these different points of someone and comparing it to what you have going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether it be the way you look, whether it be your social status, which is a thing, whether it be your professional or educational background.
That's your financial capabilities.
Right. That's how you determine who is within your specific dating pool. And these leagues also have levels. Like, maybe somebody is very physically attractive and you feel like you meet their level of physical attraction, but they are on a different social status plane than you are, or they mm-hmm. make way more money than you do, so you don't feel like you measure up to what they got going on, or vice versa. Maybe you have a lot going for yourself and there's some guy trying to talk to you and you're like, sir, I am very out of your league. Like, how did you even get access to talk to me? So have you ever felt like you were out of somebody's league?
No, I guess, like, for me, I feel like, for me, when I talk about leagues and stuff, and that's probably more so just because I don't take myself that serious to be like, oh, whatever, whatever. So when I think about somebody being out my league, it typically is really like a really shallow assessment sometimes. It's hard to answer a question like this. I feel like when you say stuff to separate yourself from people, sometimes, like, it really makes you, like, take a real hard look at yourself and then make you kind of check yourself, like, am I being a butthole? But out of my league,
or am I shortchanging myself?
Yeah, that too. Or am I shortchanging myself? So for me, definitely, like, attractiveness plays a point. If I feel like, you know, that I probably don't find you attractive, like, that's out of my, if you're not a certain height and looks, then that is important to me. So sometimes I do feel like, okay, social status plays a big piece of somebody being out of my league. Like, I do think it's cool when it's somebody charming that everybody don't know comes up to you, but if, like, I would rather be friends with somebody that's, like, a loser than date them, probably.
I think I have very contradictory views on this too.
Yes, because in my mind, I'm so back and forth about a lot of stuff.
Well, because in my mind, I don't consider anybody out of my league as much as I think of them as a person I probably wouldn't have access to because of X, Y, and Z. Like, because I think, because
I've never thought a man was out of my league, but there's people that I
would never think so low of myself
ever. But listen, I am a present. Okay, the gift of today is Candace, but
but it's more to the effect of. Because I always believe if somebody is going to like you, they're going to like you.
Period.
It's not about, and in whatever else it is, whatever factors they choose in determining whether or not they like somebody is up to them. So mm-hmm. if they don't like me because I am not a celebrity or whatever, that's on them. I don't feel like you're out of my league, though. Right. I feel like I don't have access to your circle, though. So there's probably no chance that I would even end up where you are to even be seen if you like me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's how I feel like, that's where I feel like my line on leagues is drawn. Yeah. But when it comes to people who approach me I don't think I've ever said or thought I am way out of this person's league. But right. there are times where I'll be somewhere and someone will try to talk to me, and I'll after talking to them for a second, I'm thinking to myself, what on earth made you think
that I would want to talk to you?
That or that you could approach me. And it's not like yeah. you're lowly or anything. It's just kind of like you don't have anything together. Like you do not have any your life nothing together. Offered. Or right. yeah, like you're literally sitting here talking to me about I don't know. Who knows nothing. What it is, but it's kind of like, what did you think of me to think that I would be going for whatever it is that you're offering? But men in general have a lot of audacity, so I can't really.
A whole lot.
I mean, I can't really put that on me. Like I'm presenting myself a certain way. I just think men are very brave, and honestly, you don't know whether someone will be attracted to you unless you ask or talk to them. So
and they are very bold enough to come find out.
And I can't be mad at it. I do be mad at it sometimes. I do be like, why are you talking to me? But I can't, in the grand scheme of things, I can't be mad at you for trying your hand. Like, I cannot yeah. be mad at you for shooting your shot. If you saw something you liked and wanted to go after it, and I'm not interested, okay. So, at least you tried. Whatever.
I will say, I feel like in present day, there are some people that I've talked to or exes that I've had that I felt like, and I'm going to take pride in me and how I've grown. I felt like I'm out their league. Like, if it's from a maturity standpoint or whatever, yeah. there are some people that I'm like, well, thank God they tried me back then, because they would not have luck with me now. And that ain't me trying to be cocky or be funny. I really just, like, I know the things that they have to offer, the behaviors that they show is something that I would not tolerate in present day, which is why, especially if they're still acting that same way. So I do in some way be like I'm so far past that I would feel like I'm stepping backwards to date you. And that's not talking about like honestly for me, when I think about it, then exes that I have, it really is more so from like a maturity standpoint, mm-hmm. values and like priorities. And I look at certain stuff and I'm like, there's no way we on the same level.
Yes, and that's exactly yes, that is exactly where I would say my head goes.
And you can feel like I that about less friends about- too.
Yeah, I think less about league as much as I do about, are we on the same plane, mm-hmm. as far as are we compatible in general? Like,
right.
Because you could be very physically attractive, and I feel like you are a person that, you know, if I approach you, you might be interested in me as far as physical appearance goes, too. But if I think that you're really immature, I'm not going to be... I am going to think that I'm past what you have to offer, or... Mm-hmm. So I guess I don't think of it as above and beneath as much as I think of it on like a directional plane. Like I'm
past we're just not like on the same one.
Yeah, it's just I'm farther along in this part of my whatever it is on mm-hmm. my emotional journey or whatever the case may be, and I don't feel like you are going to be someone that I'm going to relate to in that way.
That's and I really feel like I it's okay to not feel bad, like.
I struggle with
when I was talking about like attractiveness and stuff like that. I go back and forth about that because, like, oh, you sound mean. But when it's talking about like things I have to offer and what I can bring to the table, and if you can't equally bring something like that, I'm totally fine with being like, you're not the one for me. We are not on the same level. That mm-hmm. does not make you a bad person. That just you're not my person, and I should not have to apologize for that. Like, I feel like sometimes people like to try to like people back out of sympathy. And
girl,
that's
look.
Messed up too, because you also are saying that you feel separate from them and you are reacting, and that's it. So,
And I've told y'all how I felt about that and about how being, or maybe I haven't, I don't know, but being like a single woman who is at an age where everybody thinks you're supposed to be at least dating someone very seriously. Mm-hmm. Like people doing that whole, just give him a chance. He's nice. If you do not want to, do not. Because doing it out of pity is, to me, worse than saying no. Dating someone just because you feel like, oh, why not? Like, give him a chance. And then you end up doing that whole, I didn't even like him at first, but then, like...
And you end up being shady the minute that you get mad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's exactly why I told y'all I cannot date somebody who I am not physically attracted to. Because the moment I'm mad, I'm going to be thinking about how I think you ugly.
Anyway.
Right? I'm going to be like, see, now I'm mad and you ugly. What am I supposed to do about
this? Ugly people trying to cook. I used to be like, listen, if you are not cuter than me, and I've never thought a man that I dated was cuter than me, so I always go there. You're not even cuter than me to be cutting up, okay?
Not to be cutting up.
Calm it down.
For real. But in this, and this is just a small quote, because I read a whole article on Huffington Post about how online dating, well, there's two of them. There's Huffington Post and, the Washington Post actually did another article about how online dating is cutting through some of that dating within your league stuff, because a lot of what people consider their league is accessibility. If I couldn't get to you before, if you are a supermodel, I would have never had access to you before I could DM you on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So me having the access to contact you is the first step for me believing that I have a chance with you.
It has made people a lot bolder.
And they do say on here that their research shows that men are way more ambitious than women. And they say pretty much everybody is dating, like shooting their shot slightly outside of what would be their league. Like if you take all the data points for everyone and just being real about where you are educationally, what you look like, social desirability, those kinds of things, and up against the other person that you are trying to pursue, most of us are pursuing people who might be slightly out of our own leagues.
Michael B. Jordan. I agree.
Lord. I've been trying to marry Ludacris for years.
See what I'm
saying? But he went and got married on me, so he's really out of my league now.
But I did DM Michael B. Jordan one time. And I think, when the Instagram call thing came out, I tried to call him before, too. I was like, I mean, unless he cut the feature off, that's his problem. Who called him?
You need help.
I just wanted to see if he was going to answer for real. Listen, one time, he pulled my arm back and introduced himself to me. So
Michael B. Jordan did?
Yes.
Where was this at?
But I had froze. And so I was like, oh, I'm Candace. And I kept walking. I was showing.
Girl, you fumbled the bag.
Truly. Really and truly. That year. Really.
Oh, I
really
never knew that this happened. I was talking about you so bad.
This happened 2 years ago. As right you. As right you.
I am appalled at you. I cannot believe that you behaved in such a way.
Well, I wasn't thinking, and I didn't think I was that cute. That's the problem. And I felt like I was just in the way. So I was just like, oh, well, let me show y'all where y'all need to go. And yeah.
Ooh, I wish I had known this earlier in life.
Yeah,
I would have dogged you out.
So I really have been just trying to
recover from this.
Yes.
You had a chance. You blew it.
I did. So I should probably let it go because I didn't blow
it. No, don't ever let it go. You had a chance. You still have a chance.
Look, now you encouraging me.
Yes, because I know you actually had a chance and you messed it up. He's waiting for you now.
Have a conversation with him, and
now he's waiting on you to contact him again. You need to make this right. He's sitting at home like, there was a girl in Atlanta that one time. She had a big old booty, and I pulled her back to introduce myself, and she froze. That's so crazy.
But it's not like he was pulling me. I think he's just a people's person. Because he wasn't pulling me back to try to talk to me, but he felt the need to introduce himself. And I'm like, clearly, I'm here to take the talent to where they need to go. So I know what your name is. And you're Michael B. Jordan. So I already knew that.
Girl, let me tell you something about how I would have acted. I would have acted like...
Should have been over there sitting in his lap.
Sure would have. I'd have been like, thanks, guys. I am married. Thank you for... And I don't even like Michael B. Jordan like that. But I would have that day. I would have. Because I feel like in the grand scheme of things, I don't think... Michael B. Jordan and Drake are two people that the majority of people find them very attractive.
Right.
They are not two people that I find very attractive. I think they're both very charming. I think watching Michael B. Jordan talk and the way he moves, I think he's just generally sexy.
That makes me like him more, I think.
Yeah, he's a sexy person, but I don't look at him and think, whoa, he's so physically attractive. Mm-hmm. However, that's because I get to see them all the time and they're in the public eye all the time. I think if they were regular normal men, I would probably be interested in whatever they had to say if either of them approached me.
Yeah, his body is nice and he's actually pretty tall.
Michael B. Jordan white women though, so maybe you don't have a chance.
Girl. Well, he liked that, and he liked light-skinned girls, because I've seen that in action 1 year before too.
Exactly. So I don't know, maybe you dodged the bullet.
I don't know. I don't really care. Listen, one day I'm going to have me some rich man that probably like ain't got nothing to do with no type of celebrities, and we just gonna be up in the club popping bottles, and I'm gonna send Michael a bottle like, ha, you missed out.
And he's gonna be like, I'm sorry, who are you?
I have no idea who that young lady is. Please send that back to her. That made me poison. One of my stalker fans. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm so embarrassed, guys. I'm really sorry. I don't know how this happened.
I don't know what she's going through. It looks like she may have too much to drink. You guys may want to escort her out. You know what? I'll leave. Because she's sending me things and I did not ask for them.
That is so funny. That's what's up, though. But honestly, yeah, like, considering all things considered, what science shows is that we do believe we have a league, and we do believe that we have a social circle and a dating pool that we need to choose from, that people are divided into these pools. But, you know, this digital age has given us a lot more access to float through those, like to be more fluid through those dating pools. You just never know until you try. And women, ladies, femmes, take a cue from the audacity of men and just try it. Give it a try. It don't matter, because I'm telling you right now, I could be in the most, I could be dressed like I just came from a banquet, and there will be a man at a gas station in sweats and Nike slides with his hair half braided who will be like, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. And all I'm saying is, he believes in himself.
So basically, Ja Rule tried to talk to you at that banquet.
You never know who tried to talk to me at a gas station. But, you know, you just never, they believe, and who knows, he might clean up very nicely later on, like, that's in the night. But sometimes it just be that he saw something that, or someone
he wants to go after,
that he thought was very attractive, and he just had to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Take a note, people. Just do it. The worst they can do, well, I was going to say the worst they could do is say no, but y'all know I'd be carrying mace.
I was going to say, there's
so
mace.
So I can say no. There's mace if you get too close. To that. But it won't be because I believe I'm out of your league. It'll be because don't bother me at the gas station. Like,
especially with
y'all.
Everything going on these days. You better
be. Hello? I am not trying to get trafficked. Thank you very much. Back it on up, sir, before you get an eye full of pepper.
I'm still thinking about that day when I was telling you about that man who asked me to come riding with him. Sir! What?
The audacity.
In the middle of South Georgia? No, thank you. I'm going to get in my car and going to survive to live to see another day.
Okay.
So, no, I don't trust you. No white vans.
I have
no
things
more
to do tomorrow.
This man had posted this video and was like, if you don't park by a white van, if it's two in between, they're going to snatch you. I'm like, y'all have me paranoid. I was looking for mace yesterday on Amazon, even though I'm
I carry a blade, and I'm saying this aloud so that anybody who has ever thought of trying me will know I am armed at any given moment, and I'm not afraid to do something.
I'm about to get a gun, and I don't even like guns, but
I don't like
guns
either.
I'm going to protect myself.
But life is getting very scary, to be honest. And as a woman who lives by herself, you know, my dog is useless when it comes to that type of stuff. He's nobody's attack dog. He's going to be just as scared as I am. Right. Dang, why you ain't give me no mace?
Yeah, so I'm definitely about to get licensed to carry, because, and I can't shoot. I am a great shooter. Let me say
that.
When I went to the gun range with my mom before, like, the guy tried to sign me up for a sharpshooter class. So that I'm not worried about. But I am about to get licensed because there is a lot going on in the world today. I don't know, like, what has triggered it. I've been praying for folks because it's crazy, but I'm going to I hate the energy of having a gun around me, but I'm gonna protect myself. So
yeah, it's don't run scary up on me. To think about, like, I don't know, thinking about carrying
the fact
a
that a
gun
can kill
me.
Somebody tears me like apart. It really bothers
it's
me.
Very scary to think about. So, you know, we just got to be vigilant though about our safety and our health and child, whatever else, I don't know. It's just getting very scary out here, and I want everybody to be protected.
And it's so far put, it's put in our face so much now because we don't have to depend on the news to be the only source to tell us what's happening.
Right. And you can hear firsthand stories from people, and sometimes you gotta have some discernment about what's true and what's not. But
right,
you know, I could get on the internet right now and right after
somebody
something has happened to me,
yes,
and tell everybody, and it will get retweets. And people can be aware of what's going on.
Right. So it's in our faces now. And I feel like because of that, because we have that access, we have to react. We can't act like it's not happening to us anymore, because we see it happen to common day people all the time now.
All the time. It's inevitable. Like, you are always going to be able to see and hear this stuff happening. And it's sad and scary. So, anyway, go for what you want, but the more aggressive you are, the more likely you are to get maced. But yeah, I don't know. That's it for digging the scene. Let's move on.
Alrighty. So on a lighter note, we got to get your giggles back up. I don't know if this story is funny. I do know that this couple is funny. So this is... the Rescue Me segment. So in the Rescue Me segment, we allow our listeners to chime in on the conversation. You can either write us, or you can record yourselves and send it to us either by email or through Anchor. Or if you have our cell phone numbers, of course, you could just text it to us and we'll get it put into the show. So to be able to email us, you would just email us at SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com. And our Instagram handle is SaveTheDateShow. So let's jump into our story of the week.
Okay, so this is our HBCU love story. So I met my husband in spring 2009. He had recently crossed his fraternity, and they had a pool party, and so that's where I first met him. I actually never paid attention to him prior to...
Lies.
I actually never paid attention to him prior to the pool party.
Lies.
But he basically drowned me. Would you agree with that? At the pool party, you drowned me. Almost.
I didn't drown her, but she couldn't breathe for a little minute. She was... gargling for water. Gargling. That's the wrong word. Hey, we gotta start over.
We're not starting over.
Huh?
We're not starting over.
What?
Anyways.
Gasping.
Okay. So, yeah, basically, he pretty much drowned me because he plays very rough. And that was my first interaction with him. And I remember thinking, like, after that day, like, this dude is wild. Like,
he's fine as hell.
No, I did not. Lies. I was thinking, this dude is wild, he's loud, and he's country.
Lies. And she thought I was fine as hell.
Anyways, so then you hit me up, right?
Nah, she slid in my DM.
I did not slide in your DM.
Lies, bro.
This was when Facebook. This is when Facebook was like popping. And I remember finding a DM from me, and we were talking about the pool party, and you got my number through a mutual friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we started texting.
Yup. I put that game on her. Put that game on her.
No.
I did. It worked, too. We made it now.
So yeah, basically that's when we started talking, but it wasn't anything serious at that point because he was talking to other girls, I was talking to other dudes.
Whoa.
I still had a huge crush on his profile, and he doesn't mind me talk about that, but yeah, I had a huge crush on his profile. And
oh, we can't put that out there. It's all right.
And yeah, so what happened? We ended up dating.
Yep.
And then we actually ended up having
our first
child. I was a senior at that point. I was a freshman when I met him. We had our first child. I was a senior, and he was out of school.
Yep.
And then...
Actually got pregnant while you were a junior.
Okay, whatever.
Rolled into the me being a graduating senior and you being a senior.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And so, after that, you know, we were together and we got married.
Best day of my life.
Oh. Thank you, baby.
Besides Cadence running a close second. And then Cam. Can you
stop saying names?
Oh, shit.
Oh. So, yeah, we did things a little backwards. You know, we had the child first and we, you know, had the marriage. But it's all right.
It all worked in the end.
It did. Just, I guess, I skipped a few things. We did break up in between at one point in time in our relationship. But we reconnected. And we got married. We then had our second child. And now we are currently having a third.
Baby number three.
And I love this man. I'm going to be real. When I first met my husband, I didn't think that he was going to be the one that I would be, that I would spend the rest of my life with. Did you? I know you thought I was going to be the one.
I didn't think about marriage until I thought about marriage, to be honest.
Until you got with me, then you was like, damn.
Yeah, but you're the only girl that made me think about marriage.
Oh.
So I never thought
about it. Because I upgraded a nigga. But
she did, I can't lie. I like what my life is now.
Yeah.
And we're striving to do better things. So.
But we are now happily married. Yeah. 10 years of knowing each other and counting. We met in 2009, baby. It's 2019.
Oh, of knowing each other.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yes, 10 years of knowing each other, and we are now happily married with children, and I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with this man.
That's crazy. I love my wife, and I like spending time with her.
But yeah, that is our HBCU love story.
Yay. I would just like to say those are two of the funniest people that you would ever come across to be
like
a couple.
As a couple, they're hilarious.
My God. They are really funny. I met them separately, but I also kind of met them together when they were first dating. Because when I met Asha, she was crying.
Oh, Lord Jesus. She was always crying, Lord. She was. Bless her heart.
Oh, but that was a beautiful story. It was really cute. And honestly, it goes back to, I'm glad that she did go in and add in that they broke up and they got back together. Because I think, something that we didn't cover is some of those HBCU love stories that start in college, they don't always, automatically go to,
right,
let's get married right now. But sometimes that love does find each other again. And I think that they have a beautiful family.
They do.
And it's just sweet to see it blossom. Those are very much so Imani's kids. And the first baby was Lil Candace. So if y'all ever see anybody writing talking about Big Candace, that's Lil Candace's mama.
Yeah, we love y'all. And we love your story. You know, everybody, one thing that I can say about the two of them is that what I think really carried their relationship is that they wanted to be together, yes, very much. So the breakup, you know, they broke up, but they wanted to be together. They wanted to love each other. So they, you know, spent time working toward that. Mm-hmm. And I think you can only really do that with somebody that you really believe that you're supposed to be with. So I commend them for that. and for being consistent with each other and just, you know, finding new ways to love one. Excuse me. Oh my God.
Imani was at the wedding, y'all, and she cried there too.
I was crying. I couldn't do my speech. I was just like, you know what? I love them and I'm glad they met. I cannot do this. Please get me out of here. It was too much. It's too much for me. I was in the wedding.
Yes. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much for sharing your story with the world. I hope that they get as many giggles. People that know y'all are probably going to laugh even harder, like me and Imani were laughing as we were listening to it. If you guys want to contribute to the show and send your stories in, if you want to record as couples like they did, or if you want to write separately, or just share something that you really love about your boo, you can write us at SaveTheDaySOS@gmail.com. Or, like I said, you can go to Anchor and you can actually hit voice message and leave us a voice message that way. Or you can record yourself and send it to us. So those are the different options to be able to contribute to the show. We definitely love hearing you guys' story. I think it kind of brings like that outside fun to our show. So we appreciate all the participation that you guys give. And is it for the Rescue Me segment. We can move on because I can barely talk.
All right. So let's move on to Trend Watch. This is something that even I have not heard of, but I understand the concept and I understand to be a thing. So this is something called Instagram standing. It's a combination between the words Instagram and grandstanding.
Got it.
And so grandstanding is like flexing, basically. Right. Like you're doing too much. And we all know what Instagram is.
Flexing is now capping, by the way, for the young people. Oh, yes.
I forgot there was another word for that now. So, capping.
Or clout. It's clout. No, clout chasing is different. But capping is definitely a synonym for flexing. Because I said flex one day and somebody didn't know what it meant. So.
She ain't that old. Somebody played in your face. They knew what flexing meant. Anyway, so Instagram standing is the concept of when, like, basically thirst trapping, but not just like with sexy pictures, but like just with everything that you post on your page. Like you're trying so hard to get some particular person's attention.
Gotcha.
And so you might
doing that for their exes.
Yeah, like especially on your story, like you posting things because you know they're gonna watch it, and you know you're expecting a reaction from them, whether it be a good reaction or a, you know, sometimes a little negative reaction. But it's like, hold on, let me read what it says on here. I have to scroll down. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. I'm scrolling down. Tino, you really have to be quiet.
I'm homebound.
Oh my gosh. Why? Okay, it's the page is still refreshing for some
reason. And Tino is also crying.
He's doing a lot and it's annoying. Because nothing's wrong with him. He's literally just sitting there looking at me crying.
Well, while it's refreshing, can we just talk about your story from Facebook with Tino and jumping on that dog's head?
Girl, he really tried to, like, I don't know what. He tried to whoop that dog ass. And I don't know what happened. I was so embarrassed, though. Like, oh my God, he never acts like this. I'm so sorry. And the man, I guess the man wasn't really that mad because Tino didn't try to bite him or anything. He he flipped out on that dog. And I don't know what happened. I was just mortified. Like, wow, I cannot believe you behaved this way. But at the same time, I was like, look, my dog done be tripping like this, so your dog probably is a bad person. We not coming over.
Said something wrong or you crazy and he done smelled it on you, so he beat up the dog so you know what he about.
Tino knew what time it was.
He got the message. Like, I ain't got time.
Okay. He was like, let me prove myself real quick.
I got your
get
back,
away from
okay?
Get back. Get away from me.
Get!
That video kills me. Let me tell you something.
Get!
Anyway. Okay, I got the thing pulled up now. Oh, shoot. I love that video. he smacked the hell out of that camera.
And he put his fingers like silly in the color.
He did.
He was trying to poke that man's eyes.
He was not about to play with that man. I was like, wow, oh, okay. Okay, I got it pulled up now.
Okay.
So, this is from The Independent. So, this is a UK website. Instagram standing. As the name would suggest, this is about tailoring your Instagram feed with another person in mind in hopes that your post might capture their attention. Maybe you've posted a photo of you in their favorite bar, or perhaps you've taken a selfie wearing an item of clothing they once complimented you on. It might sound niche, but according to a recent survey by dating site Plenty of Fish, more than half of singletons, which is the funniest thing to call single people, singletons are Instagram standing. In fact, more than two-thirds, boy, that is 69% of people,
right,
of 22 to 25-year-olds have done it recently. Well, you probably have too, only you didn't realize it until now, which is an apt way to sum up all of the above. Welcome to the world of dating. So, yeah, you're going to somewhere that you know this person goes and, like, snapping or something and, like, tagging a location. So they'll be like, oh, I love that place. They got a good burger. And you, so you can be like, oh, really? Oh, my God. You should join me because I love burgers.
And I love you.
Or, you know, you and your boo just broke up. And y'all had a place or a location that y'all really love to go to together. And now you there with somebody else. So you snapping your plate of food with a man's watch across the table just so they can be like, oh, so you thought it was cool to go to Buffalo Wild Wings without me and you with somebody else? He ain't even wearing a Rolex, like, you know, that type of thing.
Or you go out with your friends and you post a picture with the caption that is suggesting that you're no longer in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Or,
like, you just having the time of your life, but really you probably somewhere crying.
Crying in the club.
Right.
Or, like, somebody, like, there's somebody that's been, like, low-key flirting with you on your page. Like, here mm-hmm. and there, they like your pictures and stuff like that. And so you pick a photo caption that implies you want them to talk to them. And it's like a quote from a song, that way if somebody says anything, you know. The reason I know this in detail is because I've done this before. Judge if you must. But, like, you can be like, it's a song or whatever. But the person that you whose attention you're trying to get, they know what's good. Like, they know what it is, and they're going to DM you. Mm-hmm. And just so y'all know, it did work out. He did DM me. Thank you very much.
Yes! Put it in okay, work.
Period. So, what I would say about this is, yes, it is sad and pathetic to be tailoring your whole Instagram to be getting somebody else's attention. However, I'm a living witness that it does work in some cases.
So do I guess,
yeah, like, just do what you want to do. Don't do too much, like, because you're going to start to look desperate or something like that. But, you know, a cute little something to let somebody know that you, you know, I see you seeing me. We see each other type of thing.
Each other.
That might be cute for y'all. You never know. They might slide in your DMs just based off of your Instagram standing. Oh, another one is when you are, like, trying to make your life seem a certain way. And, okay, let me tie it into leagues. So you are attracted to this person. They may seem a little out of your league because of their social circles. So mm-hmm. now you at these events posting pictures with people that you know they have in common or that so they would be like, think oh, are interesting him. Or, you know, just going to all these different things or being mixy so that the person will think that you are in those same kind of circles or something like that. Whole time they got invited and you bought a ticket. You know, I'm not hating, but what I'm saying is you're trying to give the impression that you too would run in the same circle so that they will feel like, you know, they're within their league.
Talking to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's a form of Instagram standing too. Instagram standing too. Like, yeah, like trying to give the impression that, hey, look, we have all this stuff in common. Or look, we're on the same plane. Like, look how much I make a lot of money too. Like, or, you know, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. that you can appear interesting to the other person. So, yeah, be cognizant of when you're doing that so that you don't look desperate, especially if you want their attention but they really ain't paying you no mind. Take a hint, because
please
at a certain point, innocent bystanders can tell too what you're doing, and we like
you gotta witness it, like, this is painful.
Yeah, can you, let's just relax, because I just feel like that person really doesn't care that you exist right now, and that's okay.
Like, when I went to the NFL gala, it was definitely some people like that. I was minding my business, because the drinks... Yeah, I went to the Jaguars NFL gala. That's where I wore that green jacket.
Oh, okay, yeah, you was cute.
Yeah, I haven't watched football in a couple years, though, so it was like, it's like a guessing game of, like... who actually plays. You could tell the rookies because they was like dressed to the nines.
Girl, you know they did the most.
You know, they had no socks on, ankles showing, so you could tell who they were. But I really wasn't bothered. Listen, it was open bar and it was top shelf open bar, so.
Yes, God. Y'all was in the thing. That's where I frequented.
They had good, you know, little finger food. But definitely a place where you could kind of see that. And this guy that like kept coming, like trying to accidentally bump into me and my friends. I felt like he was doing the same thing. Like, so you know how you meet somebody and then when you follow them on Instagram, you realize y'all was at the same event and they was there flexing.
Yes.
That's exactly
that has happened to me before.
Like, I'm like, boy, you didn't know nobody in there. You on Instagram talking about getting my network on.
Yes, network. And you better have been networking, period.
Right? No, so that's what I mean. Like that, I feel like that is also a version of it to try to, you know, make yourself seem like I am of this elite class. And typically, that's for people that you want to be attracted to you that are either a part of that class or equally find value in what you're doing.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, that is trend watch for this episode. Let's move on.
Well, it is, wow, my brain, like, just, I was about to say Thankful Thursday, not that.
Girl, this is not that show. Whatever show that is, I don't even know.
That's probably on Sarah Jake's show. I don't know. Maybe she do Thankful Thursday. Anyways, this is Lessons Learned, and so, I'll go first, and I'll just reiterate what I said earlier, because, like I said, that's something that I struggle with. I don't think I necessarily struggle with from my value standpoint, but just a couple other things. But if you feel like you have something to offer and you want someone to match that, I think that the lesson that I've learned that it is okay to be comfortable with that, and that you should not try to devalue yourself to make it seem like you're holding yourself on a pedestal, because maybe you deserve to be on that pedestal. That's not saying that you feel like you're better than anybody, but sometimes we got to appreciate who we are, if we've come far, how far we come, and like see the value in that and own it enough to say, I expect somebody to do the same for me. Like, I am a avid Lil Wayne listener, and he said, no sitting at the table if you ain't bringing nothing to it. And I feel like it is okay to set
this
that
table
standard.
Is a potluck, baby.
Hello. Period. For real. And not one of them ones where you ain't washed your hands before you came. So just make
hey,
sure
your cat
you
was
sit,
putting their feet in the
girl, licking the greens before you brought it. God, it's potluck season. Be safe out there.
Please, God.
Watch what you eat. One of my stories about today luncheon this week, I'm definitely only eating the stuff that was catered. I don't want nobody's potluck stuff unless I know you and I know you don't got pets, because I just don't trust people with blonde hair and pets. So sorry to that man. I'm not eating that.
Sorry to
but
that
yeah,
man.
So I think, like I said, my lesson learned is that it's okay to just stand on your standards. Like, it's okay to be like, this is where I see myself. This is the type of person that I see myself with. And something that my pastor said today, which I really appreciate him for saying, he said, stop settling for 3 out of 4. Like, wow. It's okay. Like, whoever you're supposed to be with is going to check all of that. Like, stop telling yourself that 3 out of 4 is good enough. If that's not what you feel like you, who you're supposed to be with, the partner that you're supposed to be with, and then... from a spiritual level, depending on where you are with that, if that is not the person that you feel like God is telling you is going to be your husband, then stop settling for the 3 out of 4 that you asked for, that you needed from your husband. Mm-hmm. Because like, when you do that, like, you put yourself in a place to where like, you got to keep that together. You got to hold that for yourself. But if you really like, just take like, take stock in waiting and understanding that that really could bring you somebody that's going to be full and complete in what you want, and then you'll value that more. So find value in yourself, appreciate that, and it's okay to set an expectation for what you want somebody to bring to you. And that is my lesson learned.
I'm going to go with what I've been saying this whole episode. It's just have the audacity, y'all. Life is just so short, and you will really never know what kind of person will like you and what kind of person won't, or, you know, I mean, don't go bothering people that you know
because like, some
don't
things
want to do with you. But don't always consider yourself a bother either. If you know, like, think that you have something to offer to somebody. Mm-hmm. Think that what you have accomplished so far is valuable. Think that who you are as a person is interesting, if you are interesting, or will be of interest to somebody. Like, think highly of yourself in a way that will give you the confidence to say to someone else, hi, I'm interested in you and what you have to offer, and I have things to offer too. And if they're not interested, it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. We talked about this on the Getting Curved episode, I think. Or taking rejection, whichever episode that was. But, like, don't feel like it's the end of the world that somebody wasn't here for what you had to offer, because somebody else will be. Like, there's billions of people on this earth, guys. Get out there and talk to at least 10 of them. Like, please. Because I'm going to tell you what, the men are not going to stop doing it. They're going to talk to whoever, wherever, and they're going to believe that they have the right to do so. So, you know, without being a jerk about it or being rude or whatever, or, you know, talking to people who got headphones in and visibly do not want you talking to them, go for it. Shoot. The worst they can do is say, no, thanks, I'm not interested. Or, I mean, they could also say, what made you think you could come over here and talk to me? And then at that point, you just walk away. Like, forget them.
But at least you got your answer.
There you go. At least you know that they're not interested.
There's no confusion there.
Right. But yeah, that's my lesson learned. Anything else?
Trying to think. No. I don't think so. Y'all, make sure y'all participate with us on Which Is Worse Wednesday. I've actually been having fun with that.
Those are fun.
I got, like, the gun cocked and loaded. Now I got a list, so I'm going to be rolling.
Yes, list.
The next couple of times. Every time I think of one, I'm like, ooh, that one good. Ooh, that's going to mess them up.
Not that's gonna mess them up.
I love when we got ones where people are like, bruh, I can't even pick. I love
it. Yeah, they'd be like, I'll go with neither. And I'm like, that is not how you play
the game. It's not an option.
We ask even a question, though, answer it.
The Which one I did, I literally worse. Didn't. That breath and body stinking one, I was like, I don't know why I did it, because it's all BO and it's all nasty.
People with bad breath, though, like, I feel like there's so much more that you have to do to fix that. Like, it ain't just gum. If they have consistently bad breath, you need to go get a tooth pulled or something. But, like, if you got
a bad tooth,
go just take a bath or something.
You got a bad tooth.
Yeah. Like, you have to take that into consideration.
I will never forget when I was working at Best Buy, and I can say that because that man ain't going to never listen to my show. My boss breath used to stink so bad. I remember this boy, he was like, you know, I think he has halitosis. And I was like, why did you say that? He said, because the smell that comes out every time he talks, and he was dead serious, that comes out every time he talks, he was like, it's consistent. And it's every day. He was like, his gums are really swollen. And his gums was like,
puff, yes, puff, puff, like, that's what I mean. Puff, like, puff, you have a dental issue sometimes if your breath is that bad all the time. Like, you should go to health concern.
Right.
And, you know, I'm really not saying that to try to pick on anybody. I'm saying for real. Like, if somebody has consistently bad breath,
something's
like,
wrong.
No, there's, it's more than they don't brush their teeth or brush their tongue. Like, maybe they have gum disease or there's something else going on. And it's, if you have good insurance, it's an easy fix. Just go get it fixed.
I'm an advocate about your mouth. Clean it and keep it healthy and not even like being like, everybody thought I was being funny when I was like, why y'all don't like to go to the dentist? But for real, like,
the dentist is kind of scary, but it is what it is.
But I just feel like bad gums, like, that can, like, I was reading something at the dentist one time, because, you know, they put like all the horrifying stuff on the wall to make you be like, oh, my mouth go fall apart. So there's this thing about like how something could get into your bloodstream and like it could cause real health issues. Like, it's your mouth. Like, you should take care of it. Like, some people gave some, you know, some, they were like, it hurts or whatever. And I get, like, especially, like, if you have, like, a condition that causes your body to be in pain a lot, I understand. But it is still your health.
Yeah.
Please go to the dentist. Like, yeah. Especially if you got insurance. Because your cleaning, you get 2 a year. Go during the free time. If they try to do all that, they're going to get you on that fluoride. If you ain't, you can't afford it, just say you don't want it. Because that part ain't free. But
and it's toothpaste with fluoride in it. Like, it ain't that serious. Just go.
But you can get that stuff scraped off your teeth. You can get your gums checked, you know. If you can't afford to do whatever they need to do, just get you some floss. I just found the Super Floss, and it changed my life. If you got braces, bruh, Super Floss, listen. I was like, at first I was like, ah. And it do kind of feel like you flossing your teeth with wire because it's really hard.
but it will help you get up so under those wires, though.
Yes.
I use it for my retainer on the bottom, my permanent retainer.
Because that water pick ain't it. I'm sorry.
Girl, I have one. And I can't. Yeah, it's okay. I'm kind of.
It died. Mine died like 3 times since I had. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to just floss because this isn't helpful. I will say it can get some really hard to reach spots sometimes, but the consistency, it's not the hype that they made it. So.
There was an episode of The Kardashians where when Khloe was still with Lamar Odom and Kim kept saying, it smells like you have a cavity to Lamar. And I mean, they thought it was funny, but I was thinking to myself,
that's if real,
you know what a bad tooth smells like, she's probably not wrong. And she wasn't.
She's probably he went to the dentist.
Yeah, he went to the dentist and he had a cavity. Like, he had a rotten tooth in there. And they just took out his breath is better.
Some of that stuff be real, like dry blood in mouth, like in your mouth, you can smell that. Like,
it smells metallic.
Yes, like you just, you know, go get your fix. It's okay.
It's okay, guys. Don't be embarrassed. Just we want There's you to be in good health. There's another lesson
learned. Keep your mouth healthy, especially if you're about to try to be kissing on somebody in cuffing season. Don't do nothing like that. Brush
or,
your teeth.
Or going out of your league talking to folks. Make sure your teeth and tongue are brushed.
Especially, now that's one thing, especially if you're somebody like me, you see me talking about teeth all the time. Come on, bro. Come on. I talk about teeth so much, I should be a dentist or an orthodontist. Let's get that together. Don't get in there talking about you don't like to brush your teeth. Okay, your side on the wrong side of history, me.
Not on the wrong side of history. Okay.
All right. Woo. Stop for me to go break my diet.
Oh, I'm hungry too. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Save the Date podcast. Be sure to leave. Be sure to leave comments and let us know what you thought about it. You can leave those comments on the Instagram.
Stop.
You can leave us voice notes, whatever. I don't know. As of now, this will be... Oh, not as of now. I'm reading an old one. This is a bi-weekly podcast, and it ain't gonna never not be one. That means we... You can't catch us here next week.
Get yourself together.
I'm doing it. You can catch us here not next week, but next week. To have your stories included, you can email them to savethedatesos@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voice note on the Anchor app. If you click the link in our Instagram, it will take you directly to where you can listen to our episodes, where you can donate, and where you can leave a voice message for us. So go do that. And that Instagram handle is Save the Date Show. The show on Anchor is Save the Date Show. And if you're looking for it on iTunes, it's Save the Date Show. Oh, a lot of people keep asking me, are we on all these other platforms? And I figured out why we're not. Our intro music includes a song that we don't necessarily have the rights to. So we either have to chop down our intro or change it. So be looking for that in 2020, because we're going to have to get a new intro so that we can be on like Spotify and all that other stuff.
Right. And iHeartRadio. If you're, a producer who just trying to lend a helping hand, hey, listen, if you want to do that intro for free, hit us up.
That's the way to donate.
Or if, honestly, y'all, I know y'all.
You can even put your drop at the end if you want to.
Hello? I wish I knew how to do a beat. I would love to have a drop. This Candace music. I was trying real hard not to say Candace Will made it, because you know Mike Will made it. Be saying that. I was trying not to say that. So
Candace, why would you even? even say Candace Will made it. There is not a Will in your name.
That's what I'm saying. I had it. That's
it would make more sense if you said Imani Will made it. All right, because my last
everybody's
name is Williams.
Last name isn't Williams, okay?
Clearly, so I don't know why you.
Was that like a? What's the history behind the Williams last name? Because I feel like it's very common. Was that like one of the freedmen last names?
Or... It was a slave owner, from what okay. I know, and it's a lot of people in Jamaica. Apparently, there were some Williamses over there for colonization, and that's why a lot of Jamaican
You're
people
Jamaican?
Have the last name Williams. No, but oh. That is something that. I looked up one time.
That's pretty cool. I was yeah. trying to give history on my last name, but my daddy is actually from Jamaica, and they just wrote it wrong on his birth certificate. So we're like the first generation of it. Yeah.
I'm weak.
my family. So I'm considering, like, when I was reading that post that you posted about, like, from the, what is it, millennial marriage?
Yeah, about taking somebody
taking
else's
last name. I don't know if I would do that, but I sometimes I think about if I would put my dad's last name into. I want to name my son after my dad anyways, but sometimes I even think about like putting my last name into my son's last name, into my son's name somehow.
Yeah, I've always considered naming a son with the middle name William, because mm-hmm. my last name is Williams. I like my last name and I love my family and, you know, where it comes from and everything. I'm not like super attached to it though. I wouldn't mind changing my last name, but if I married someone who wanted to be a Williams instead, I wouldn't be like, heck no. Like I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
sure, you can be a Williams.
It's literally because of the fact that like my dad is literally like the first of that name.
Yeah.
Is what makes me
he
like
better be first of his name.
Which is fun. Don't get me started, please. I was on the pickup line for so long. But yeah. So I don't know, that's something I consider sometimes, but I don't know how true that story is either, because I don't actually remember who told it to me. I should go ask my mama. Did she tell me that? She might have lied. Okay, anyways, show's over. We love y'all.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.